producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Has arrived,
ladies and gentlemen.
Woohoo!
And by my count, that's a good thing. We have but one guest on the program today,
just one guest, and a very good one.
And in the meantime, and afterwards, we would love to find out what's on your mind, because, after all, that is the name of this show, What's on Your Mind. And there's usually around 950 to a million. Five things on my mind coming to the microphone, which sometimes prompts some paralysis of what exactly to discuss and talk about. But you need to know that we want to know what's on your mind. And even if I'm talking about something in the way of news of the day or whatever, and some folks did this yesterday, which I appreciated, called please, anytime, any place, we really do appreciate it. The feedback I value the most from listeners is... And I'm not pandering. I'm not a politician. Never have been, never will be. But they talk about you. Not Todd the God, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, not me.
No, not
Manny.
You got to have better things to talk about than me.
They I mean, they'll say, well, you like your banner, or you guys are fun together, or whatever. Why don't you have Manny talk more? And I say, because we'd have to pay him more then, and, you know, it's just but, you know, we value that feedback. The best feedback I get on this show, what I value the most, is it's so fun to hear, no matter what the issue is, no matter what the problem, the challenge, or whatever, to hear people from all across North Dakota weigh in. And I say, me too. I mean, that's what I love. There's nothing I love better than to look over at our stack, our phone stack right here, where we have six lines and see every one of them lit.
It's not literally a stack of telephones, by the way, in case you're trying to do the vision thing.
It's a screen that has
the... Yeah,
stack, you know,
is like a model name of a brand, so...
Todd has put it up before on our social media. I actually thought of a better social media picture for today, the Breakfast of Champions that fueled today's program for your...
Scott, you could do this show 100 more years, and you're never going to see the stack where every call is about bees. You'll never see that again.
No, that did happen, though. And that's why I love this show, because did we come on the radio to talk about bees? No. But
no.
Somebody called and said, I'm so sick of those bees. I'm on a motorcycle and I get a bee in my mouth. I hate it. We had folks that were pro bees in the mouth, and we had folks that say, well, wait a minute. I mean, not the bee's fault. What are you doing? You know, I mean, so anyway.
You never know what's going to take off or topic. You never know.
I was on Grand Forks Radio for a lot of years, KCNN up there and KNOX for a few. And I remember very often shows where the entire 2 hours were about mosquitoes. So, I mean, and one of my favorite K-Fire 550 What's on Your Mind moments was very early when I was blessed to be given an opportunity to be part of the team here. We were talking about the Boston bombing at the marathon. And we were in the zone on it, and people were talking about, hey, you know, that feels like 9/11 all over again, and going through all the different emotions, talking about it with folks. And a woman called, I wish I could remember her name. I think she might have been from Partial or Powers Lake or up in that neck of the woods. It wasn't Columbus, was it? I don't remember, but she'll remember. And she said, I've got ants everywhere. I said, excuse me? I've got ants everywhere.
Right, not aunts, ants.
And I said, well, why? What's the problem? I have no idea, but my cupboard is full of ants. How do I get rid of ants? They're everywhere.
I do remember that.
So, now, the point of that is, you know, to a lot of folks that day, what was happening in Boston was extremely important to them. And, it rocked their world a little bit that day. To her, she just wanted a solution for her ants. And we love being a resource to be that go-to call when whatever is on your mind and bugging you and you want a little help. And what we did in that case was find her an exterminator who took care of her ants. She called us the next day and gave us an update and received a number of calls. So You know, I know folks sit back from time to time, think they are. I heard about this at the coffee shop. I should say something, but I won't. I'm not going to. Don't be afraid to do that. We're here and literally would love, be honored, in fact, to be a resource for you where you bring any and all issues that need some attention. The one guest we do have today on the program, which is, by the way, brought to you by NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Was checking out their website the other day and was impressed that there are some neat stories there. I mean, if you watch, you know, like this idiot on HBO, for instance. Well, I know that's a long list, but what's the Oliver guy? Is it Joe Oliver, the comedian who now thinks he's an oil expert? Is that the deal? Is his name Joe? I think it is.
Yep. John Oliver.
I said Joe, but so you know, he's, and I have a post up of this about Facebook.
Another hilarious comedian who goes political, and then next thing you know, he's off the deep end. But yeah,
and the stuff he just says in this is just so stupid. You know, I would love to have him on the program, and maybe we should invite him on. I've asked the listeners, should we invite the guy on the air? Because I would love to say, and Dave Glatt has taught me this. Dave is at the Department of Health, does great work. Dave's a regulator, okay? Dave is the worst nightmare of anybody in industry who's done something that's bad. Because they're going to fix it up. They're going to take care of that problem, or they're going to pay in a big, big way. And idiots like this, I know that's not a very kind term, but I after watching the rant, I don't know what else to call this guy. Ill-informed, right? Guys like this just my blood want to boil because there's no basis in fact there. On the other hand, I could talk to 20 North Dakotans, 200 North Dakotans, 20,000 North Dakotans, and you get that. So then I say, well, why bother? Big surprise. A Hollywood comedian doesn't like the oil and gas industry and is making stuff up. I'm surprised how. So that's the kind of two schools of thought there, right? Roll up your sleeves and go tell them how it is, or just ignore the idiot. And I don't know which one is right, but, you know, you help us inform decisions like that. I started telling you about NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Don't pay attention to the noise like, you know, John Oliver. Go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com, find some great stories about what's going on, the real deal. And it's not, in a, look, there's challenges. Nobody says there's not challenges. In ramping up when you're the, if you, North Dakota were an island, not part of the United States of America, be the 20th largest oil and gas producer in the world. Wrap your mind around that. And that all happened in like in the grand scheme of the earth, a blink of the eye. So there's challenges that come with that. But the point is get in the room, roll up the sleeves, get around the table, let's figure them out. And that's what the North Dakota Petroleum Council does, and that's where you can find out more about it, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. You can call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. They today are in Moorhead with the Big Flavor Tour, handing out brats and tangy summer sausage and getting ready to do a little tailgating tomorrow at NDSU for the big football game. All right. You call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources, will be here at the bottom of the hour to talk about facts, number one, in what's happening in North Dakota, and number two, the latest on the numbers. Look forward to that. Let's go up to Ross, North Dakota, and Rick is first to go. And here's your cue to call, folks. We're ready to find out what is on your mind. 800-228-0550. I've got a little discussion I want to engage our listeners in on higher education in North Dakota before the end of the program, but we got plenty of time to get to that. I want to find out what's on your mind. Rick, tell me.
Hey, I think the Democrats just buy the vote. They buy the White House every time by saying how much money they're going to take from the rich and give to the poor, how many more programs they're going to implement. In the old days, you had to be a property owner to vote. I think we ought to go to the point where if you don't pay taxes and you're on government handouts, you don't get the vote. Why let them buy the White House?
What do you think of that idea, folks? What do you think of Rick's idea? Would that fix things? I mean, number one, I'm an American. I mean, you're messing with the Constitution with this idea, you realize, and you would need to amend the Constitution to do it.
I didn't know that, but thank you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're defined who can vote, right?
Well, we say a felon can't vote.
Right. I mean, we have rules. So you could change the rules. I'm not denying that. I'm just asking the question now. First of all, I believe the biggest threat, a lot of people waste a lot of energy hating Barack Obama. I don't hate him. I pray for him. I know that probably surprises some people, but I do. I pray for his conversion in many ways. I want him to be successful in transforming America because his vision is very different than mine. But you know what? He's not the problem. the fact that there are more takers than makers in this country is the bigger problem. And that goes to what you're saying, Rick. And so the folks that voted for Barack Obama ought to be your concern. And in your case, you're saying, okay, there's always going to be too many takers. So we're just going to say, if you're just a taker and you're not actually rowing the boat, then you don't get a vote. And it's an interesting idea. I don't know. I think I'd prefer to go out and make the case to takers that that's no way to live. But it's a long, hard slog. And it can be done. Ronald Reagan did it. George W. Bush did it. Herbert Walker Bush did it. You know, a few have done it in history. But it is harder and harder and harder in this day and age. No doubt about it. Appreciate the call. We'll see if others agree with you, Rick. Carolyn Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening to the UND hoopla, and I am a transplant. I've only been here for 50-some years. But my concern is, why aren't they going after the Tar Heels of North Carolina? That's much more derogatory than the Fighting Sioux.
Hang on a sec, Carol. We're going to finish this conversation on the other side of the break. Just have a cup of coffee and don't go away. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Don Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay Counties. And a Piper's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
That's right, folks. I know what you're thinking. Oh, you're right. I got to get in there. I got to get that part. I got to get that widget. Trying to fix up my 66 Chevelle, and gosh darn it, anyway, the taillight went out. I'll go in there and find that. Well, you wouldn't be wrong, because anything you need, they're going to have it at Heedall's. No doubt about it. But Dick Heedall always tells me, Scott, the secret ingredient of what makes Heedall's goes is our family. The folks that When you walk in the door, they're at the counter. The folks that are out there talking to our clients on the street, the folks that are stocking the shelves, the folks that are deciding what's next in, you know, auto body paint, for instance, the latest technology, the latest, that is. And Greg Rudnick is one of those guys. He's in Fergus Falls, been there with Heedle since 99. He's a motorhead, big time, which is awesome. 66 Chevelle was his first car. He was 16 years old, maroon with black interior. But he has 67 Le Mans. He was restoring a 78 Chevy sedan delivery truck next time I talked to him. The sedan delivery, front end of the, it's actually, you know, kind of like the panel trucks. Really cool. And that's his hobbies, motorcycling and old cars, and it's fun. Of course, at Fergus, you know, primarily an agriculture area, so they're an automotive store, cover shops in the area, and they make hydraulic hoses for farmers there. They make custom AC hoses. They have a full-blown machine shop. That's what they do at Heedles. Those machine shops are legendary with the expertise. Stop and see Greg Rudnick and the team at the Heedles in Fergus Falls or any. They're in Detroit Lakes, too, Minnesota locations, South Dakota locations, throughout North Dakota, Montana, too, and tell them Scott sent you, will you? 21 past 9. Carol's with us here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And before the break, you had a suggestion.
Well,
and your suggestion was that the focus ought to be on places like the Tar Heels and whatnot. Here's the, if I can counsel you on anything, Carol, I hear you. I understand. I feel your pain. But my assessment of this whole nightmare, and it has been a nightmare, because the amount of time, energy, and effort, even a little bit of cost, that has been put into removing something that was an honor to anybody other than some white professor in a room that's looking to have more people feel they're victims, okay? And that largely describes university presidents as well. And university presidents control the NCAA. It's their deal. So the political correct madness was heating up, and the NCAA said, we got to get rid of these schools that have Native American names. They identified nine. One of those nine was the University of North Dakota. It was the only school they required two tribes to say, we'll approve, because there was a lawsuit, you may remember, that Attorney General Wayne Stengem fought for. It was the only school where they said, you need to get the approval of not only your state, in this case Spirit Lake Tribe, the folks that actually gave the name and the honor to UND in the 30s, you also need to get it from Standing Rock, because there's a little bit of Standing Rock in North Dakota, even though they're a South Dakota tribe. Now, mind you, if you and I, Carol, had gone down to Standing Rock and went one by one through the tribal members, same thing at Spirit Lake, 80% would have said something to the effect of, you know, gosh, is this really that important? But hey, sign me up for fighting soon, no big deal. But in the case of Spirit Lake, you know, they had a vote, they supported it, the tribal council went along with it and approved it. Standing Rock, for a lot of political reasons that I believe the NCAA knew ahead of time, their government didn't touch it, and they didn't care. This didn't matter to them. So the NCAA extracted what it needed. It needed at least one of those schools to go away with Fighting Sioux imagery, and all the rest, they cut deals. They cut deals with the tribes, and, you know, sometimes appropriately, right? I mean, I even think, in retrospect, maybe if there had been some sort of an agreement with the leaders to say, let's share the rights for the image and, royalties is what I was trying to find on merchandise and whatnot. You know, maybe at that point, then they say, well, this is a pretty good deal. Why would we ever change that? I don't know. Might not have changed Standing Rock's mind anyway. But the point is NCAA allowed it to happen at those other schools and has not. But if you want to and you really look hard, you can find something offensive in every name, for crying out loud. And that's what this was all about. So
well,
I hear you.
I think that part of the problem is they figured that we're just a little non-entity up here and nobody will say or do anything. And we won't buck them.
You know, and that's a disease within the university world.
And that's then we bring in presidents and things from not just UND, but all the colleges from other parts of the country that don't have anywhere near the standards or the morals that we have here.
Exactly right. So Ken Baker was the president of the University of North Dakota. I forget where Ken was from or where he came to us from, but he was not from North Dakota. He's a nice man. He was actually someone I was proud of the fact I was a big critic of his and just said, you know, how much you dislike somebody and it really kind of go crazy. And I really took the time to say, why does he think the way he thinks? And got to know him and became a good friend. And he and his wife Toby sent us Christmas cards every year still to this day. It was the flood of 97 that brought down a lot of those sort of barriers. Anyway, but he came in as charged with the person who was first dealing with this controversy. Then Chuck Cupcelli got it, and then Bob Kelly. But none of them, Carol, cared a whit about what the name of the school was. It didn't matter to them. They weren't part of that passion. They didn't, you know. And, you know, I'm not being overly critical about that. It just it wasn't that big a deal to them, right? And meanwhile, they live in an academic world of political correctness. And I've written an op-ed recently. The Grand Forks Herald published it. Rob Port published it at Standing Blog. And the Bismarck Tribune has asked me to trim it down a little bit. And I'm hoping to start a conversation about, at least for the time being, only hiring people at top levels of higher education in North Dakota that have some connection to North Dakota. And, you know, you don't have to be born here or, you know, but if you've contributed, if you've spent some time here, if you understand, I think that's the deal that will ultimately fix this madness. That there's some people that really understand North Dakota and have a passion for North Dakota and want to fix these things rather than just being out of the same old circuit that, you know, headhunters go find to run schools. It's a bad deal. Higher ed's a nightmare right now nationally. And it's not too darn good in North Dakota, in my mind, because we waste time on self-inflicted wounds like this one and some really dumb decisions. There was a mutiny about to happen at the University of North Dakota until Bob Kelly, the president, decided to retire. And the mutiny was coming from faculty. It wasn't people that wanted the name back or anything like that. It was faculty. You know, so this dysfunction junction, it really is just a mess, and we really need to fix it.
That's pretty sad.
It is.
So I won't take up any more of your time, but I love your program. I try to never miss it. So keep up the good work and keep going.
Say, Carol, you're not taking up our time. I took up too much of your time, to be quite honest, because I was on a bit of a rant about this whole thing. But
somebody
you on a rant?
Say it.
What did you say, Carol?
I said somebody needs to say it.
Todd, what did you say?
You on a rant?
Well, I think Carol just gave me permission to go on a rant.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes,
but just nobody should be surprised you end up on a rant. That's the point.
Don't talk over Carol. What did you say, Carol, when did you give me permission to go on a rant?
Yes, I did.
Todd, did you hear Carol?
I'm glad she did. I'm supporting Carol 100%. All I'm saying is nobody should be surprised.
Yeah.
And Carol, I'm glad you opened that door.
He stated the obvious. That's what Todd does for us. He just, you know, like, you want a rant? Yeah, good one, Hannah. And, like, you're acting like this is a surprise, you're, as usual.
You guys have a great day.
Carol, it's a pleasure talking to you.
That's good.
Yeah, exactly. We'll make you a regular on the program. You're a nice referee between Todd and I, because he just beats the tar out of me. No pun intended with that Tar Heel deal there.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was bad. That was bad. Beats the tar out of me.
Something else is really bugging me today, and we need more tweets, so we need more Twitter followers. We get a lot of responses from a lot of people on the phone, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, email. We have our 24/7 line. Todd gets a lot of texts. We have a few of them that have come in. Kind of short on the tweets, so at Scott Hannon, follow me. And we'd love your comments on the program. Lynn Helms, when we come back, and more of the commentary on higher ed coming up, too. Stay tuned.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Max Harvest Day Sale. Two big weeks of harvest savings. A DeWalt 18-volt battery 2-pack is just $99.99. A nylon tow rope 1 inch by 20 feet is only $19.99. And from your area's largest supplier, Great 5 volts, just $1.59 a pound. Our 25-millimeter ammo cans are only $6.99. See our Harvest Day Sale insert in your newspaper or online at maxhardware.com. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So I'm looking at the calendar here, and I see it is the 16th of October. And so there's two more full weeks in October, and then we've got four weeks in November. So by my math, I'm no genius here. That's 6 weeks. And 6 weeks from Tuesday, we're going to be going to New York City.
Woohoo,
baby. Can hardly wait. With a whole lot of wonderful North Dakotans. We're north of 50. Now we blew by our goal by a bunch. You know, we were trying to get to 40 to get the good price, and then we just kept going and going and going. It got to the point where we couldn't get everybody in, unfortunately. I know there are some people that are coming that are saying, I'll go, but I don't need to be on the bus, and I don't need to be, you know, this or that. So there's still possibilities of going. Come along. We'd love to have you at dinner or the shows or, you know, whatever. So I wish the heck they had like 80-person buses, because then we could have gotten everybody in one bus. And it's going to be a great time. So really, really looking forward to that. And, you know, if you see a guy in JFK Airport schlepping a pillow with, you know, a bunch of Statue of Liberty souvenirs, you'll know that I go nowhere without my pillow, because I tell you what, I value my health, and there's nothing more important to your health than your sleep. That's the bottom line. Nothing more important to your health than your sleep. And I've learned this firsthand, and occasionally had trouble sleeping. And this has really helped a bunch. So MyPillow.com, you honor us when you go to there and use the promo code Scott, because they say, wow, Scott, you're selling a lot of pillows. We'll keep advertising. So it does help us when you use the promo code Scott. Or you can call our special number, 800-506-9028. They have a lot of different offers, but we give you the two-for-one classics. You buy one, you get one. But they have travel pillows. They have now, you know, mattresses. It's really good. So take it in. It's worth it. They're a valued partner of ours on What's on Your Mind. 26 before 10. Speaking of valued partnerships, we really appreciate the fact that one of the busiest men in North Dakota makes time for our listeners on What's on Your Mind to talk about oil and gas production. Lynn Helms does something every month called the Director's Cut that really analyzes where oil and gas production is at in North Dakota, and the latest numbers are available, and he is on our newsmaker line, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Len Helms, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Scott. It's a beautiful day in North Dakota once again. I'm happy to be here.
See, you are a half-full glass kind of guy, because it's a little chilly today, and you're not afraid of that at all. You're saying it's just beautiful. I did see that sunset, but it is a little brisk, right?
Oh, not one bit. I like brisk mornings and warm afternoons. That's the best time possible to live in the state of North Dakota.
So let me ask you the first question of the day. What's on your mind?
Well, we've had a busy week. We put the director's cut out, I believe it was on Tuesday, and then the next day we spent the better part of the morning with the Energy Development and Transmission Committee from the legislature. And then yesterday afternoon, we spent some time with the Bank of North Dakota Advisory Board, giving some information, getting some information. So not much dust settling around here. Industry, on the other hand, is doing some serious belt tightening. We saw that in the August production numbers. Production was down, and typically it's up in August, but that shouldn't cause anybody to panic. It is what industry said they were going to do. They do not want to produce and sell oil at low prices that are being pushed down by OPEC overproduction. So they tightened their belt. They've reduced rig counts, and they're going to weather this storm.
Well, that's important because, number one, it is a storm. We need to be. You know, I mean, that's pretty obvious. I think that most people that watch the stocks of oil and energy companies and or see, you know, things that have been going on globally, whatever, the games with OPEC and everything else. So it's fair to call it a storm. But when you say we're weathering the storm, what gives you the most comfort that this is yet but just a blip on the energy renaissance that continues in North Dakota?
Well, I think the two really big important numbers that we shared with the legislative committee were that industry continues to permit wells with a gas capture plan now. We always got to remember that, but they continue to permit wells, and they have applied for permits to keep these 65 to 70 rigs operating for another 18 months or so. So we have enough permits applied for and approved to keep those rigs busy. The second thing is that they have put almost 1,000 wells in their savings account, so to speak. We've got 993 wells that are in the non-completed category, which are wells that could be accessed very quickly to add production if they need to maintain cash flow or if we see a uptick in price. We'll see a pretty rapid uptick in production as a result of those wells. So obviously industry's looked at this resource and said it's still fantastic, it's still enormous, and we want to be poised to move quickly when prices begin to move upward again.
Yeah, I saw, you know, an analysis the other day about when $70 oil is going to come back, and, you know, everybody has a different prediction on whatnot. This one was fairly quick. But a lot of folks believe that if that would be the new 100 if it ever got there, right? There's the most likely, given the amount of oil and gas production that is happening because of the shale plays, 100 isn't likely. So 70 is the new utopia. But what you're just describing seems to me, and Ron Ness has talked about this from the industry perspective previously as well, that, you know what, we got more work to do so we can make $55 a sweet spot. Do you see that number as being the kind of thing that would increase production, Len?
Boy, it certainly would. You know, I've had conversations with some of our top 10 producers over the last month or so, month to 6 weeks, and they're all set up at this point. They've cut well costs and operating costs to where they can maintain production at $50 West Texas oil. Right now, they need $60 oil to go after those 1,000 NC wells and $70 oil to put rigs back to work in the field. But they're continuing to work on ways to do that work more efficiently so that they can drive those prices down and maybe be able to complete wells at $50 and begin drilling again at $60. So certainly are trying to convert, as you said, a $100 oil play that's now a $70 oil play to a $50 or $60 oil play. And that's going to mean quite a few adjustments in the way they do business out there.
Len Helms, the Director of Mineral Resources for the state of North Dakota, is here among the most informed sources on this industry in North Dakota that affects so much. If you do have a question or comment, you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or if you're really a person after my own heart today, you'll send a tweet, and we will we'll get some Twitter response going as well. Here's a text that came in from me earlier, but I'm going to turn this into a question for you, Lynn. Derek said, I love listening to you guys, but it seems like you guys are biased towards the oil industry. John Oliver was spot on. You guys must make good sponsorship money. Okay, so a couple things that I'll respond to, and then I'll give you a chance to respond to some of this. Love listening to you guys. Thank you. Biased towards the oil industry. I'm biased towards a growing economy. And I've seen the good that the oil industry does. One of my favorite examples is Gene Veeder, longtime resident of McKenzie County. And Gene Veeder has the benefit now of seeing his daughters all come back and their husbands working in the oil industry and birthdays, which he just had a birthday not long ago. Everybody's there, you know, and he's got, you know, grandchild, another one on the way. Jesse Veeder is expecting, as we all know from reading her columns. I mean, that's cool. That happens only because of what happens in the industry. So I'm biased towards that. Call me guilty, 100%, and completely. On the other hand, do they screw up on occasion? Sure, that's why folks like Len Helms are around and paid by us as taxpayers and Dave Glatt and everything else. And the key there is to mitigate things. The only other thing I'd say is we make good sponsorship money. That, I would say, Derek, is a cheap shot because what you're suggesting is if somebody sponsors the program, therefore we'll say whatever because we want the sponsorship money. Anybody that operates like that in this business doesn't last long and is found out before too long. We appreciate our sponsors, and they're necessary to get the word out, but they don't influence our opinions or what and how we say it. I wanted to ask you specifically about his comment, Lynn, about John Oliver being spot on. He's referring to this comedian from HBO who did a skit, supposedly, and it was more skit than not, that was very critical of oil and gas operations and more so regulation in North Dakota. Is this guy even, in your mind, worthy of a response?
You know, Scott, John Oliver couldn't have been further from being spot on. He got his information from the New York Times article that ran many months ago, and we had put out a lot of information refuting much of what they said. Some of what he said was pretty funny. The stuff about lutefisk restaurants, I got to agree. I thought that was pretty doggone funny. But there were a lot of cheap shots in there, and he's got a warped sense of humor. It's not a North Dakota sense of humor, and some folks enjoyed it. That's what it was. It was entertainment. I hope nobody takes that as a serious policy statement in the terms of how policy or regulation or things should be done in the state of North Dakota. So, you know, that's really about all I can say about it is it was entertainment. It was not... news reporting, and it was not any kind of thing that it would be a basis for policy.
I've got under this hood because when I see these headlines, filter socks there, oh, spill there, whatever, I'm always curious, and I want to know. I want to just take anybody's word for it. I get under the hood. I would say, and please, you know, fact check me and tell me if I'm right or wrong. It seems to me when somebody screws up, in other words, a spill happens or one of those things, an industry, you know, something bad happens. The mode of you as a regulator and Dave Glatt over the health department or whoever is to say, okay, what's the problem? Let's fix it. And if you fix it and put it back the way it was, you're going to have less of a whack than you would. Whereas people like the you know, John Oliver's crowd, if you will, and the New York Times crowd, they would say, oh, you screwed up. Oh, here's a fine. And all of a sudden the company's broke, everybody's gone, and then the state and the taxpayers are left to clean up the mess. I mean, isn't the focus in North Dakota on fixing the problem whenever that happens, and they do happen?
Boy, absolutely. That is job one. Job one is to hit them with a civil penalty that keeps them there working on the problem. That's why you see companies like Tesoro up there that are going to be working on that spill by Tioga for years to get it cleaned up, and you still see the cleanup efforts going on over there at Charbonneau Creek. I've seen it done the other way. The oil and gas regulator in Wyoming showed me an oil field that he inherited and had to clean up at the expense of state taxpayer dollars because the EPA came in and fined the operator out of existence, pushed him into Chapter 7 bankruptcy and sent him packing down the road. And there sat the state of Wyoming and their taxpayers left with the cleanup. That is not a good paradigm. That doesn't work, working with this oil and gas industry.
It is working in North Dakota, and actually the national model ought to be the North Dakota model, but we'll let them figure
Absolutely.
That out at some point. Lynn Helms is with us. More after this timeout. A couple calls waiting. We're going to go to Colm, North Dakota, and a texter, too. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100. You can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Director of the Department of Mineral Resources with us today on the What's on Your Mind program. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline. Cloverdale Big Flavor tour today is at Cashwise in Moorhead, where you can pick up at all the Cashwise locations. Tangy summer sausage for $9.88 and brats for $3.68, and they're the best. I'm going to tailgate. That's what I'm going to do. Well, I have to tailgate tomorrow. I'll be out there with the Cloverdale folks for the big Bison football game and a little tailgating, but I might do that tonight just to defy this weather. Go out back and fire up the grill. Tim and Colm for Lynn Helms. You're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Hey, yes, good morning. I'm calling in. I've listened to Mr. Helms talk about oil prices when they were high and now they're low, and it's a struggle for oil companies and also for the employees. But I'm in the cattle business. I've got a feedlot. And the feeder prices from a year ago are off $20 a hundredweight. 2 weeks ago, I bought diesel fuel for my tractors. I paid $2 a gallon. A year ago, it was over $3 a gallon. Now, for me, I'm not in the Bakken, but for me, cheap oil, cheap fuel is good for me because my prices that I got to pay for feeder, or when I bought my feeder calves and I'm going to sell them, I'm losing money. So I can't really get the violin out for the guys working out in the oil patch who are now having to struggle just like me and others in the feeder business and in the cattle business are having to struggle too with the depressed cattle prices. And my neighbors are in the grain business. Corn is at $3 a bushel. Oats $1.70. Wheat is just at $5. And soybeans is around $8. So they ain't making any money or very little money this year. So, you know, everyone's got to share the pain here a little bit.
Lynn, go ahead and respond.
Tim, I think you're spot on. Every single commodity that we produce in this country is suffering because of the high dollar. The dollar is so strong against the other world currencies, and the things that you produce, beef and grain, the things the oil industry produces, they're denominated and sold in dollars. And so I'm glad that you're benefiting from the lower diesel prices. And I think that big part of that is the new refinery over at Dickinson. That drove diesel prices down significantly more even than the lower oil prices. And certainly not looking for sympathy for this oil industry, trying to explain what they're doing in terms of cutting jobs and rigs and how they're trying to adjust $100 oil down to $50 or $60 oil so they can keep those diesel prices low. Because our entire economy benefits from that, everything from transportation to food production. So the more cost-cutting they do and the leaner and better they get at their job, the better off we all will be.
Hey, great call, Tim. Please call again. Stay in touch. Great conversation. I wish we had more time in this segment. We'd unpack this a little more. I think it's also an argument for the crude export ban being lifted because, you know, now you put more oil into the world market and it compete where we can get it refined overseas, and that helps bring the price down, too. Here's a texter that wanted me to ask you about Oxy selling all of its Bakken assets.
Well, they have had them on the market for almost a year now, and we're hearing the same thing, that their assets north of Dickinson have been sold. We haven't gotten the transfer papers in yet, so I can't confirm that. It's not official, but Oxy's best assets are in the Permian, and we taught the folks down in the Permian Basin how to do shale production. So they're having much more success down there, and they're looking at monetizing their North Dakota assets and investing that money in the Permian Basin in Texas. Probably a great buy for somebody that wants to come in and be a Bakken pure company and work in the state of North Dakota. And so we certainly wish them well. We've heard the rumors, but can't confirm it because we don't have the official paperwork at this point.
Last question. We only have a minute left, but and maybe we could do this unpacked on Energy Matters sometime soon when it works for your schedule. But the onslaught of federal regulations that are coming are really beginning to get worrisome, and that's a product of, you know, the New York Times and this other stuff. The feds don't like the fact that you do what you do so well. They want to take it over. But what they're trying to do, I don't know if people comprehend. It was a hot topic at the Petroleum Council annual meeting recently, talking about lawyering up to take this stuff on, and I know Rich Wardner's committee has been working on it as well in the interim of the legislature. How bad is it, Lynn?
It's worse than I've ever seen it, Scott. When I lined the things out for Senator Wardner's committee, we identified two endangered species processes that are going forward, six Bureau of Land Management processes, and six EPA processes, and no less than eight situations where the state is probably going to have to litigate or go to court to protect state sovereignty and jurisdiction, because the federalism is just on the march, and it's going to be a serious problem for people that want to live out here and make a living and, you know, live as free people and do what they want to do.
And this is something to pay attention to, folks, very, very closely, because, again, going back to Tim's point, I want low gas prices, too. And that comes from more production, right? And it obviously some change on the crude export ban and other things. But the more production, the more they're doing what they do, then the prices come down. We all want that. What federal regulations?
Absolutely, Scott. You know, if the federal government tells you where you're going to get your energy and how much you can have and who gets to use it, the prices will not be low.
Hang on to your pocketbook. Exactly right. So pay attention to this for sure, and I know good folks are. Lynn, as always, thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Lynn Helms, North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, with us on What's on Your Mind. Your call's next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Chairman Tyler Spike. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, reducing soybean yield and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms ever show. Soil testing is a critical step you can take to help battle SCN. To assist with this effort, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to sponsor an SCN soil testing reimbursement program through the North Dakota State University Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are now available at NDSU County Extension offices. Soybean producers can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Contact your local County Extension agent for more information about this soil testing program.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.